Welcome back to Farm Talk. Again, we are broadcasting live for the North Dakota State Fair. Big thank you to Degelman Industries for sending us over here. And going to bring in our friend Dwayne Bossy now. And he is comfy, cozy down in his office, I'm assuming, in South Dakota.
Did you listen
to our last interview?
Climate controlled. So it's
climate controlled. You must be in the cab of your truck. No, I'm just kidding. we had a couple ultimate bullfighters on the radio with us just a few seconds ago. How much would I have to pay you to step in front of a 1,200-pound hard-charging bull with no insurance?
Oh, man, my days of that are long gone.
Good Lord.
I used to have cattle around here and remember getting tossed around a little bit, but that's kind of probably why I don't have them anymore.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. That's the thing. When cows want to move and you're in their way, they're going to move, and you're going to move.
Right.
It's kind of the way that whole thing works.
I'm going to bounce off them, not the other way around.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of bouncing and moving, did we move in the right direction today? I have not even looked at the markets today. How'd we do?
Yeah, no, that's right. Corn finished down about 4 cents. Wheat was actually the winner on the day, which is nice for a change. But remember, like Minneapolis wheat was down making new lows just yesterday, or matching the lows. So had a nice 5 cent rally there. I was hoping that maybe the higher wheat complex could pull corn higher, but it just couldn't today. Kind of more of the same news. You know, weather markets in here still in play, and the weather is just non-threatening. So a little bit more pressure on corn. And beans tried to go positive over midday, but then closed just slightly red too. But the good thing is, I don't think the funds are selling it as hard as they have the last couple of months. You know, I think they're even pausing a little bit, wondering how far they really want to push this thing. You know, really hot temps in the Midwest this week, but plenty of moisture everywhere. So everyone's kind of watching, you know, always the next forecast. You know, what does that mean? Pollination issue, things like that. So I'm hoping last week is a long-term low for corn, but I just can't confirm it yet. We got to watch it a few more days.
I gotcha. You know, the other thing that has been rocking and rolling this year, and probably maybe a lifesaver for a lot of folks at farm, but, you know, I both have crops and livestock, is the cattle. The cattle, in fact, I was watching this morning, they're talking about meat prices continuing to climb. And where were we at today? Things still rocking and rolling?
It was a quieter day on the cattle front here. Well, I don't know if I should say quiet. Quietly wild, if that makes sense. We finished around mixed, unchanged on the live cattle side. Feeders a little bit more positivity, up 60 cents to $1.25 in the back months. Lean hogs mixed. But I say quietly, violently unchanged, because we were up a buck, down a buck, back and forth like that, which is a bit of a topping sign to me, and probably would make sense for this market to top out right today for the rest of the week. On Friday, we got cattle and feed report and the biannual cattle inventory report as well. So I could see some profit taking squaring up positions before then. But we made new contract highs for August feeders today, new contract highs for August live cattle. You know, cash market still at that 240 plus. Box beef, choice was finally up about a dollar at midday, but select was down $4. And there's a $25 spread now between choice and select. So we are definitely getting to that season where demand is faltering just a little bit. But still, the cattle numbers just aren't there. So we're making these new highs all the time. So still a very strong market, but very much a market that producers need to be hedged, because we won't get these prices forever.
Right, gotcha. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. Dwayne, for anybody that's looking for marketing help, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
Yeah, no problem. They can call us here directly anytime, 605-448-2365, or they can check us out online at boltmarketingllc.com.
Thank you very much. This is Farm Talk.